I think they're hoping that commissioning can sort of move towards an alliance, and they're going to try really hard not to stifle what third sector can do. I know just from Crossroads as an organisation that we do 160,000 of hours of care every single year, and it's on the increase. So to suddenly have that removed would mean there's a big deficit for the island. I think they're fully aware that those that are delivering care are part of the answer. Mm-hmm. So we're just working our way through what that looks like, but it has a really nice feel to it. And I think within social care, there's a real realisation that it's about person-centred planning. So it's about the person. Mm. It's not about the service. It's not about all of the rubbish that goes around that. It is about that person. And is that person receiving what they need?
Can you talk to me a little bit more about how it's been in the past? I mean, you mentioned the word stifled. Could you elaborate a little bit more on that?
It's funny, actually. I've just come from a meeting with some of my third sector colleagues, and we were talking about the fact that for many of them, they have felt that they are not on an equal footing. So they like charities to do things, but if charities would come forward and actually say, actually, we're doing this better, or we could do this in a different way, there has always been that feeling that actually we're not good enough. There's definitely been a hierarchy over the years. If anybody who knows me out there, they'll know that I will rally against that, because I like equality, whatever that form is. So I don't really have... my vision is that we're all people, and whatever we're doing, we need to do it the best way that we possibly can.
What would the impact be if charities on the island, heaven forbid, did lose their funding and did end up folding? How would that impact Manx Care, do you think?
Oh, I think they fully appreciate the fact that it would actually be quite devastating, and the money would have to be found because somebody would have to indeed do those bits of work. I think the model that they're looking at is looking at keeping people in their homes for as long as they're able to, or as long as they want to. So I think they're fully aware of the fact that this is not necessarily the cheapest option, but possibly the best option for the island. And that's quite refreshing.